the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles. I'm pointing at the doggy.
Gummy Moore.
Pretty awesome.
No worries, I have good footing.
Which part is that was
confusing? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody.
Never walk alone.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show that is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Joel Kassam is precisely what the letters in my name spell, and please allow me to introduce my co-hosts. First up is a man who burned his laptop. It's Mick Rad.
Sometimes you just introduce me in the weirdest ways, and that was one of them.
Explain.
It's definitely been weirder.
Yeah, that's probably.
I'm sure that.
But what's the reference there, Joel? What does that mean?
Someone in the news burnt their laptop.
Oh, that was newsworthy, was it? What the hell?
Someone famous did something bad.
Oh,
he's I think he's a bad person. That's all.
Are you then attributing me to be a bad person? Is that?
I don't know, man. I didn't have much.
Okay.
I didn't watch the news.
No. I'll let it go. I'll let it go, Joel. It's okay.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's going to get more confusing then. And joining us via Zoom, again, because of the 11 new COVID cases from 8 p.m. last night after the 13, not including the 6 minus 5 plus 1, it's Gabby Morris.
Wasn't that confusing? I mean, it's always confusing. It's never not confusing. I'm always like, oh my God, there's 18, but the 6 are not counted from the night before.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you saw, but there was a fantastic tweet from a gentleman that said, "This way of reporting numbers is seriously wacky. I have 18 Brussels sprouts. I already had 13 that I told you about yesterday. I also bought 6 more last night, but I'll tell you about those tomorrow."
Yes, it was very good.
So I'm actually roasting some Brussels sprouts right now. I kind of got inspired by that, relevant. But yeah, COVID, we're back at it, boys. We're back at it.
Isn't it
fun? A couple of Zoomers coming through.
Yes, I should.
Like the Melbourne Storm, they just won't bugger off. Always have to be in the front in the news, you know, right up there. See how I made that a sport reference? Fantastic.
Thank you very much. Fantastic.
Speaking
thank you very much.
NRL, guys, I watched some more NRL and like I'm getting hooked. I'm really excited for the women's NRL on State of Origin on Friday and then on Sunday. Like, now that I'm in semi-lockdown, like, I can just go footy mad. Like, this is my opportunity.
Yeah, this is it. I mean,
finally converted you, Gabby. Yes.
What was that noise? Having everyone on Zoom, there's going to be some weird noises. Yes. Gabby, that's fantastic news, but unfortunately, like you said, there's only 2 games this weekend, so you're not going to get that into it.
That's enough for me. I don't want, like, 2 is well beyond my limit, really.
Okay.
Like, I'm only easing into it. Don't forget.
All right. Yeah, that's a good point. Ease you into it. 2 games this weekend, 8 next weekend. Sounds great.
8? I can't do 8.
Love it.
Really?
I don't know. I think it probably is a bye weekend as well, so there probably won't be 8.
A lot of games is 8 each weekend, Gab, unless there's like a split round where they play some games some week and then some games another week. But yeah, 8 is normal.
Wow.
What would you do if you watched all 8?
I'd probably vomit. That's binging. That's too much. That's a binge. That's a binge on NRL.
There's only so much NRL you can take. Is that what you're saying?
Yep, 100%.
Fair enough. What about you, Joel? What's new? How's this touch footy team going? I've been really slack. Are we going to do it or what?
You have, yeah. Thank you so much. Oh, so now you want to join?
Wait, you invited me to join. Am I not allowed to join now?
I don't know if I can handle that much of the both of you in 1 week, to be honest.
Have you registered, you two?
No.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I haven't.
I just find like the whole thing is like really frustrating because, you know, social comms are quite annoying. People like pull out and then you spend like $150 and then like sometimes the game's on at 10 and like I literally go to bed at like 8:39 And then
very specific time.
COVID and all of those things. It's too much.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. If you're forking out all that money and then you can't play because all of a sudden there's a bit of rain or people can't turn up or some pandemic, you feel like, why'd I spend all this money?
Totally.
Well, in saying that, I am going to play, I hope. tried very hard to make a team, couldn't do it because some people didn't want to do it. And so I'll probably have to join another team with some friends of mine and we'll just make new friends. And Mick, if you want to come along, you can come along.
Okay, where are we playing?
Well,
I shouldn't tell everyone,
should
we? I don't
want to tell people, but we can talk off air.
We can talk about this offline. Okay, that's fine.
This is definitely...
It's just how we catch up.
This
weekly chat.
But no.
I think it's like, because it's via Zoom, it feels like a meeting or like just a really impersonal conversation. Like, we are literally on air and we are... I feel there are some people sitting in the car going, what is 2SER doing?
So we are, I am recording from a studio by myself. 2SER have gone into a bit of a lockdown themselves. One person per studio, which is understandable. However, I'm in a studio that I'm not normally in, and it's very confusing when I don't have Mick and Gabby here, and I get a little bit lost. So if things don't sound right, if I push the wrong button... If you hear a sound that you don't normally hear on this show, well, I mean, that's pretty normal, but...
Tough titties.
Yeah.
Is what the message is there.
Tough titties.
Tough titties.
In saying that, though, while we're on air, Mick, how do I make all my sound effects louder? Because they're very quiet.
I reckon that the volume on the computer must be turned down or something.
Oh, that's clever. I like that. That's not that.
So we can do the sound effects for you if you need.
No, it's okay. I just feel like they're going to be very soft, but that's okay because we are professionals and we can get past it.
Exactly. Community radio makes us all professional.
Now, has anyone done anything sporty since this time last week?
I watched footy and I went for a walk.
Mick?
Yeah, watched footy as well. Trying to catch up on, different things, the Olympics.
Yeah, it hasn't started yet.
No, nothing sporty. Well, no, the news has started.
Yeah.
And there's already one case in one security biohazard breach.
Really?
In Tokyo of a fully immunized athlete from Uganda, tested negative before he left, got to Tokyo with like seven people from his team. And tested positive when he got to Tokyo.
Oh, no.
It's like, bloody hell. This sort of stuff's going to happen with 18,000 athletes, people turning into Tokyo. It's going to be interesting.
Mm-mm.
And the government are trying to – so they're going to have some spectators, punters, but they're restricted. They can't yell or scream very loudly. That's the sort of rules that they have been – given. So there's
just very softly,
little gentle claps.
Come
and
on.
Yeah, I just can't see how that's really gonna work, but it's nice to know that some of the athletes are gonna have an element of crowd or spectators watching, which I would imagine would be great for them.
It would help so much more than
for sure.
Yeah, that's what you want.
And yeah, and the athletes, it's such a different occasion for them this time, because not only are they having to only turn up just before their event and then leave straight away, they've just given an order that if you are going to drink, you have to drink by yourself. So it's going to create some alcoholics from the players who just decide to go back and drink by themselves in their little room of their cardboard beds. They're handing out hundreds of thousands of condoms, but they've been told they can't use them.
You can't say that to someone.
No, they're actually saying.
I mean, that's the worst public health messaging I've ever heard.
Physical contact is not permitted in the village between athletes.
But he's a condom.
But he's a condom, exactly.
And
he's
a Kama Sutra condom. Book.
If you need a little bit of help, sure thing.
Look, has anyone else got stuff to talk about? Because we can just continue with Olympic news. I'm happy to talk a little bit more Olympics.
Well, I went to Mudgee.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Mudgee's cute.
Mudgee's a lovely part of the world.
couldn't help but calling it Mudgee in a Scottish weird English accent. I'm just calling it Mudgee.
Don't do that, Gabby.
I think that's why no local spoke to me. Mudgee's beautiful, lovely place. Very lucky to have been able to get there before not being able to leave the Sydney metropolitan area. Fantastic time. Loved it.
I do love Mudgee. It's a lovely place.
I've never been, never experienced it. Had a fantastic time at a winery, an average curry at the pub, but it was great.
That's okay. It's not what you go for.
Yeah.
I think.
No. I played pool. That's sporty.
Oh, that's sporty. That is sporty. I can't argue with that. I think the last time, or is it the only time I went to Mudgee? No, I think I've been twice. Regardless, one time that I went to Mudgee, went to one of the pubs, and there was in the men's bathroom, one of the cubicles, obviously they've put a new toilet in and didn't realise how big the door was. How long the toilet was going to be and how the door, so the door wouldn't open all the way. So they've cut out around the bowl. So the door had like a bowl shape cut out of it. So when you open the door, it went around the toilet. It was great.
Love
that. A big hole in the door, so you could just look through
it. Hole.
Big enough to stick your head through if you wanted to, if you were that way inclined.
Finish there, mate.
Oh, man. Yeah, Mudgee. Lovely.
Mudgee, would you?
Mick, anything else? So you've caught up on the Olympics from Rio in 2016.
I've been two trivia nights in the last week. A bit of a trivia nuts.
Oh, that's just selfish.
No, me and some friends, we decided that trivia is just like what we do now. We're just going to jump between different parts.
That's because you're an old man.
Oh, pretty funny, Gab. Being ageist.
You really threw yourself under the bus with that one. Yeah. Me and my mates have decided it's our thing now, going to trivia.
Well, the nights that
what we do.
The nights that you're not knitting, you've got trivia.
What we do is you go to a new trivia night, no one knows who we are, and we rock in, and then we win.
Boys, back in town.
We've done it twice now. We've just like won first time.
So you've gone to two new places and won both times? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Totally.
And that's ridiculous.
Like,
it's great.
Are you just like going to the local RSL and just like smashing these poor old people and their like basic trivia just so you can feel good?
No, Gabby.
Not a bad idea.
I'm a little bit smart, you know, Gabby. You think I'm not, but
no,
I am.
Oh, no. I'm... 2 times 2.
So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. That's my new sport.
Very good.
Thanks.
Is it a sport?
Shut up, Gabby.
All righty. Well, I've been walking my girlfriend's dog. That's as sporty as I've got. So I think none of us are winning at this. All right. Let's get into some sport.
Okay.
I'll start. Let's start with soccer. Because we don't often talk about soccer. The A-League. Sydney FC is charged for an unprecedented third consecutive A-League title. Remains on track after a 2-1 semi-final win over Adelaide United. The win put Sydney FC through to a third consecutive season decider. I just said that. Adelaide boasted just a single win over Sydney FC in their past 15 meetings. So Sydney pretty much had that in the bag, although they were missing some players, but still. Sydney's opponents are Melbourne City, who breezed past Macarthur to book themselves in the final again. This is the second year in a row those two teams have faced off in the grand final. Last year, of course, Sydney won. Now, the game looks like it's going to be played in Melbourne, which originally is where it was going to be played, but then they were like, oh, COVID, let's maybe move it to Sydney. And then Sydney was like, hold my vaccination. And so they've moved it back to Melbourne, and they're playing Sunday at 5, the sexy new time of 5:05 p.m. There you go.
Excellent. Go Sydney.
Yes.
Yeah.
In other soccer news, do we talk about the Euros?
Please do.
The Euros are down to the top 16. So basically the final 16 are all playing each other. And a few surprises have come up in the group stages. Portugal, one of the big, you know, gun teams, they're gone.
Yeah.
They're out. They're kicked out.
Are they?
Yep. Because they're in a tough pool. They're in a pool with France and Germany. So France, Germany, and Portugal were never all going to make it. Only two of them were.
Mick, would you say they couldn't swim?
They couldn't swim. That's right. They what?
In that pool?
Oh my God! Your brain works in mysterious ways, Joel.
People often say
England would have got that dad joke.
I know. I should have. England are through. Obviously, they beat Scotland the other day, which is not really. Oh no, sorry, they drew with Scotland. It was actually quite a surprise because Scotland were really excited because they were hoping they were going to beat England for the first time in 20 odd years, but they did not. But the big game in the group of 16s is England versus Germany. Old grudge match. That's on Wednesday morning. So a few good games in there. France should get through. They're going to play Switzerland. I think I've just lied, guys.
Okay.
Classic.
Portugal didn't get through. A few extra teams got through that were third, and I for some reason thought they didn't. But they,
Portugal has gone through.
I was so shocked.
Playing Belgium in the round of 16. I got confused with the tables and the numbers of the people in the tables. It's very interesting.
So it's not necessarily. Sorry, Gab.
No, go.
It's not necessarily if you have to win your pool, right? Is it the amount of goals you score?
Oh, it's always goal difference. Yeah, it comes down to goal difference a lot of the time.
Did you see a very sweet thing, interesting thing, cute thing? The Hungarian and German match. Did you see the protester that jumped on the field with a rainbow flag?
I did see that, but I also did see that the Hungarian crowd booed or cheered when they took him off the field. Now, the German fans cheered the protester. The Hungarian fans did not.
Yeah, so in Hungary, they are not very happy about any type of homosexuality or gender change. They have restrictions in media and schools. And the German team were obviously in Germany very, very opposite in their opinions and approaches to that. So there was a lot of really interesting, like the teams are wearing rainbow little, like one of the German keepers had their rainbow flag on. They were holding flags. Every time they scored a goal, they were doing sort of signs to sort of represent their sort of support for the LGBTQI community. So it was actually really sweet. The German team sort of coming back and saying, no way, we support this community, which was really nice. It was quite a cute symbol.
Yeah, it is. Hungary are a little bit conservative when it comes to that. So good to see there was actually someone out there trying to make a point.
Yes.
Makes me feel better about buying the German pretzel on the way into the studio tonight.
Did you really?
Yes.
Pretzels are so good.
They're the best. But also,
did you eat it?
Not yet.
Take a photo with your pretzel.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, that was very sweet.
Yes. Okay, right. So I'm going for Germany.
News. Yeah.
We can talk a bit of other football with the holding the ball.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, how good's footy?
That kind. The West Tigers are officially the worst team of 2021 after being annihilated by the Melbourne Storm 66-16. We can talk about the Tigers shortly, but I know you're going to hate this, Mick. We have to take nothing away from the Storm. After 15 games this year, they have scored 538 points. That's the second most in history. Their 66 points was the most by any team since 2013, and their 40 first half points is the most by any team since 2014. It's also 12 straight wins for them. And yeah, at one point...
See, just like COVID, you just can't get rid of them. Just keep coming back.
Melbourne are now comp leaders. This is the team who, like I said, haven't lost since round three and who actually admit that they haven't settled on their team yet. So post-Origin, they can only get better.
Yeah, it is a bit scary. I think... When everyone talks about who's going to win the comp this year, it's pretty much only Panthers and Storm, right? Like, no one else is really coming close to those two.
I mean,
But wait, what about the Manly Sea Eagles, the game that I watched, the 56-24?
Well,
please tell us, Gab, what did you take out of that game?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised. And also, I love Tom Djibojevic.
Very good.
He said it pretty well.
Oh, that's good. He's great.
Isn't he unbelievable?
People are saying he's one of the best. One of the best in the game ever. No, no, he's one of the best out there. Best to play the game in a long time. He's up there.
But
with
who
you
does
like.
He plays for New South Wales, right?
Yes,
he does.
Nice.
yeah. He scored 3 tries, 4 try assists, and had 2 line breaks. So, like you said, 56-24, Manly beat Gold Coast. It was 24-8 at halftime to the Gold Coast. So, Manly scored 50 points in one half. 50? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right? No, 48. Maths is terrible. 48 points in the second half by themselves. Titans didn't do anything. Titans tried to make the Tigers look good. That's just like, it's unbelievable. I know, Mick, you're saying that it's Panthers and Storm, and it, you know, they probably are the best too. Manly are definitely coming through now. Parramatta are still playing good. South are still playing good. And yep. I suppose the Roosters are somewhat of a chance, but that's it. There's no other team that's going to come close to winning the
game. When is it all over?
Mick, October?
The grand final. Well, the grand final is in October, the first weekend of October.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. It goes on for ages.
Yeah, I think we're halfway.
Pretty much. I mean, that was round 15 we just had. So there's 24 rounds. So we've still got, another 9 rounds before the finals?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, still a while to go.
Okay.
Oh, it's 26, 25 rounds. It's 25 rounds. Yeah, they do every single weekend. This weekend is the only weekend of the year when there are no club games on because they're doing state of origin on Sunday this year. So Origin's on a Sunday night. It's a bit of a weird way they're doing Origin this year. They're doing 2, 1 on Wednesday and then 1 in the middle on a Sunday where there's no other games played. But it's cool. So the games are all back the week after.
Speaking of Origin, Game 2, like you said, is this Sunday at 7:50, also known as 8:30 at Suncorp. The big news out of this is Queensland's selection of rookie Reece Walsh. So he's only played 7 NRL games, and only one of those games he's won in, so he's lost a lot. Mind you, that was against the Tigers, so it doesn't really count. But yeah, he's going to play fullback, which is like a really important role. He's played.
Whoa, isn't he only 18?
He's a baby. I think he is 18. Yeah. And
it's really crazy that they've had to resort to an 18-year-old to play fullback for the Maroons.
Well, this is the thing. Their first choice would be Kalen Ponga, who's injured. Then I guess it would be AJ Brimson. He's also injured. You could even throw in Corey Thompson if you wanted someone who's been around for a long time. He's injured. Val Holmes could play there, but he's probably best on the wing. And then Munster, but he's a half, so you've got to leave him in the halves. And, yeah, I don't know. They really have no option. I don't know who else they could pick.
He's going to be tested big time.
Absolutely.
Like, this sport is so dangerous. I don't understand how they're not, like, of course they're going to be injured. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, state of origin is pretty rough.
Oh,
well, it should be exciting to see, but hopefully New South Wales can wrap up the series Sunday night.
Wouldn't that be great?
It'll happen.
As Gabby said earlier, 7:45 tonight, the women's state of origin will kick off on the Sunshine Coast. So that's, 15 minutes after we finish. That gives you time to turn the radio off.
Figure out where to watch it, right? Like, it's still not clear where you can watch it.
I think you can watch it on Channel 9 and Fox.
I think it's on Channel 9, but on, like, the Go or Win or something. It's it's not super clear.
Okay.
Have a little geez, but.
Yeah, definitely watch it. It's always great. So check it out.
I'd actually suggest anyone finishing listening to our show should just have a shower first and then do something else just to wash yourself off.
Yeah. Yes.
To be honest, nobody's listening at this point in time. I mean, speaking of like shitty week sporting times, us in general, did you see the guy playing cricket? There's a video of him. He's playing cricket in England, smashes a huge 6 out of the park. Huge. But it hits his own car and smashes the back of his windscreen.
No. Is this park cricket?
The video is, yeah, the video is hilarious. If you just kind of, if you Google English cricketer hits massive six, hits his own car, you'll get the video. It's just like one of those like bittersweet moments where you just like, you know, it's so excited that you've hit a six, and then you hear the sound of the smash.
Yeah.
Like it's so loud. And then everyone's like, that's your car, mate. And he just drops to the ground.
That's so great.
What are the chances?
Oh my God. What are the chances of that?
Honestly, if you play park cricket, it's not that, you know, it's pretty likely it's going to happen if you've got a big.
Oh, you learn pretty quickly, though. You don't park your car facing the oval, like right on the edge of the oval. You just don't do it.
Yeah, that was our thing when we played at Moore Park. Always park on the other side of the road. Don't park on the park side. Give yourself a bit of extra room. Swimming. I wanted to talk about swimming last week, but it hadn't finished yet. So the 35-strong team going to Tokyo is probably a better squad that went to Rio in 2016. We've got champions like people who've already won gold, Kyle Chalmers, Mac Horton. And then we've got three-time Olympians like Mitch Larkin and Bronte Campbell. And there's 21 new faces. Also, Ariane Titmus's 400-meter freestyle showdown with American Katie Ledecky is going to be massive.
Second fastest time in the world.
Yeah, so in her trial, she just missed out on the world record. Like
0.11 of a second.
It was so close. Ledecky is already a legend in her own right. So it's like, take it from someone who's just a nobody, that 400-meter freestyle race in the Olympics would be the biggest swimming event of the Olympics. Guaranteed.
Yeah,
heard it here on 2SER first on Across the Park, whatever this show's called.
I can't wait. I'm getting excited for the Olympics now. I'm starting to feel like the buzz, you know, like I know it's going to be weird and it's going to be strange, but this is just that feeling of everyone getting together and just having the Olympics. Like it doesn't matter if there's no one watching it. It's going to be all on TV. We're all going to watch on TV and it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
What's the time difference? Have we worked this out yet?
Oh, the time in Tokyo is like about the same as here. It's like an hour different.
It is exactly 6 p.m.
Yeah, it's an hour different.
Well, that's great for... Okay, yeah, sweet.
It is fantastic.
That is really
good. They're an hour behind us. So if you're listening right now, it's nearly 7:30.
Go and try and work this out.
It's nearly 6:30 in Japan right now. There you go. I know what I'm doing.
Well done. That's very good. In the AFL, GWS was the only Sydney AFL team with a home game scheduled this week, but its clash with Hawthorn on Sunday has been moved to the MCG. I don't know what's going to happen with all that sort of stuff over the next couple of weeks, but in Melbourne, crowds are expected back to 85% capacity.
They're just passing the baton over to us, so, you know, we take the COVID stick for a while, then we'll pass it on to Queensland, I think. They'll get it next.
After we beat them in the State of Origin. All right, let's play a game once I can find this. That's not it.
That is a new theme.
No.
Oh, I like it.
That's meant to be the outro that I never play. Sounds more
that's
like an
nice
outro.
Little...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, I've actually got questions.
Hey.
Check it out. Ready?
Like new ones?
Yeah,
new ones?
Like actual questions from this week. What did Usain Bolt name his twins?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
Thunderbolt.
That's right.
What a name.
Thunderbolt is one. And what's the other one? Because I said twins.
Oh. Oh, no.
Out of time.
St. Leo?
St. Leo! You both get a point each.
Hell yes.
Who won last year's Women's State of Origin?
Queensland.
Mick, now you got to tie it up with the last question. Sydney won.
The state of origin of questions.
Sydney won last year's A-League grand final against Melbourne City. What was the score?
3-2.
2-1.
Wait, what? That's for Gabby. Mick, what did you say?
2-1.
Oh.
No.
No.
What was it?
1-0.
That's
so Gabby wins.
Game.
Yeah,
Gabby
sure,
wins.
Why not? Doesn't matter. I won.
Gabby does win. Gabby definitely wins. Gabby is the winner.
Okay. Well, winner, can you sign us off then? Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Take care. Be safe. Look after yourselves. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Watch the sport. Feel good. And stay sporty.
bit long. Bye.
Bye. SCR 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.
Bleaching the landscape, pure white. Kandana nini, dana ya tetarosra kundala. Kandana nini, dana ya teferes mufye bala. Hey dana ya.
2SER 107.3. FM, DAB, on demand, live stream, and app.
Like Marcus, Garvey, I'm an artist, respect to the goddess. Some say I'm too modest because I'm the hardest. On this path to progress, there's been carnage. Regardless, this is a harvest for the world to harness. Elders' dreams, creators' promise. Being free is like paying homage. I've been on that beast, Black Dalai Lama. My college was between Stony and Cottage. The knowledge, I got it because niggas was about it. Knew I had to pull it, the bullet or the ballot. It's like the parable of the story of the talents. When my people took it paper with no margin. Turning ghettos to gardens like Ron Finley. Through stages of life, the world's my Wembley. I MC from the point of entry of peace. Some find it, don't do the paper routing. And some find they peace through praise and shouting. And some find they peace through pulling the shade. Like Malcolm, I found my peace, making these albums peace. Ground zero for xenophobia. They love to trope me, a misquote me. They even wrote me out of all accounts, other than show them in small amounts. Till I called them out, I'm what the story is all about. My arrival wasn't willingly, nah, but that's chillingly the truth. Now I fear for shots from cops killing me. They on a hunt for the plug, and we the auxiliary. The black power and love, I'm all the above. We'll find peace in the culture, I'm responsible to saving every piece of the puzzle, every article, the page. I'm at peace in the struggle, I'm awake and not afraid. While I'm channeling my energy from particle to wave, peace like Mandela seated on Robben Island. Wise like a prophet arriving from the Highlands. Look, I'm not here for any kind of problem. Keep me out of your gossip column. Thank you, I'm calm and tranquil. At the time and place to I shine. Word to God, I'm divine and graceful. The grind could break you. If you concentrate, you can find your faith where the higher conscience takes you. That's peace.
Right path, big life only, liberty, freedom. Oh, I mean, in the air like laser beams through my hair. But anyway, put that thing away while the children play. Trying to find something to eat, and I'm not drinking, I'm just drunk. But I think you need to sit down. 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 Chasing my feelings down the street. See the purple beneath your feet. Shadows everywhere. Splinter sunlight is in the air. Like laser beams through my hair. But anyway, children play.